This is Bob Wynn with A View From Here. Sometimes things appear gloomy and downright depressing. Such is the case recently with the Klamath Basin. The closure of I-Corps and the resulting loss of 300 jobs will have a huge negative impact on all of us. It's kind of been a steady, slow decline this year in our community, with one business after another closing their doors, resulting in a loss of restaurants, shopping, and services. Just doesn't seem right, does it? Well, it's probably appropriate that this is the 50th anniversary of Woodstock. Yes, the classic counterculture music event occurred that long ago, although some of us can still remember when it happened. What was Woodstock? Well, it was a disaster for the promoters, and the weather made it darn near miserable, but it seemed to ring in a new attitude for peace and brotherly love, and the thought that, yes, we can all live together in harmony. That seems like a message that's much needed today. While we can't do anything about the rabid national fervor in politics that is slowly consuming our nation, we can and should try to take the message that we can all live together in harmony and apply it to our local community. Have we taken some hits so far this year? Well, yeah, there's no doubt about that. But we also have to look at the bright side and understand that we can and will make it through the current situation and come out the other side better than we were going in. Remember the spotted owl and the suckerfish? Both threatened to annihilate our community, but we survived in the long run. While times seem a bit rough right now, let's look at some of the positive things that have occurred here. Take a look at our agricultural community. Sure, they continue to have problems with endangered species and water, but they enjoyed close to a full water year this year and should do well for the second year in a row. Speaking of endangered species, it was fantastic news that came out yesterday that the Trump administration is moving to change the Endangered Species Act to put the economic impacts of future decisions into consideration. If that had been in place with the spotted owl and the suckerfish, everyone would have backed away from those hideous programs. Smoke has been minimal so far this summer. We've enjoyed healthy, clean air for a change, unlike last year when we couldn't see across the street. While certainly not recovered, we now see construction again in the Klamath Basin. It's easy to overlook the number of projects that are currently underway, both commercial and residential, but remember when there was no construction at all? And last but not least, Sky Lakes Medical Center, Oregon Tech, KCC, and our Air Guard base continue to grow and thrive and provide a good solid base moving forward. So instead of wringing our hands about the future, let's remember the 50th anniversary of Woodstock and understand its outcome that we can all live, thrive, and survive together, not in adversity, but in harmony. We need it. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View From Here.